Welcome to the MLMSuccess.com podcast, the show designed to return the network marketing industry to its roots of personal growth, leadership development, and wisdom of the ages success principles. We share with you real success stories from real people that we hope will inspire and encourage you personally and help you progress forward in your business and your life. We believe if you build people, people will build the business. Now here is your host, who has been called the number one mind in network marketing, the MLM prophet, network marketing virtual mentor, and a host of other names that we will not mention because this is a family show. Frankly, he's just a small town guy that figured out that the real product in network marketing is people. Dale Calvert.
Hi guys, this is Dale Calvert. I want to welcome you to the MLM Success Podcast. I am beyond fired up about this particular episode. This is episode number 25, and I'm just going to share with you how this gentleman and I met. Our guest today is going to be, I call him the $15 million man, but it's Cedric Penn. But as a lot of you guys know, we work with virtual assistants and outsourcers with our different businesses, Dawn and I, my wife and I. And I have one of my outsourcers, she has a lot of responsibilities, but one of them is to jump on Periscope. And I told her, I said, look, if you find somebody on Periscope that's involved in the network marketing industry that is coming right from their heart and is a, you know, just a good person, and you believe what they're saying and they're coming from their heart and soul, you know, let me know and I'm going to check them out and then we'll invite them to be on the podcast. And for several weeks, I would mention it from time to time when I thought about it, and she kept saying, can't find one, Mr. Dale. Can't find anybody, Mr. Dale. And then one day she sent me an email and she said, Mr. Dale, you have got to check out. And she said, Mr. Penn. So it was that day later on that afternoon, I podcast came up and I'm thinking, this guy, I should know who this guy is because he's coming right from his soul. But I'm not familiar with him, but I stay out of I've always intentionally stayed out of all the goings on of network marketing because it doesn't benefit my audience, I don't believe. So I just never have been much of a networker, to be honest. But I heard this guy and I told her, I said, yes, invite him, put him on the invitation list and definitely invite him. So she did. And then we get an email back from him and it just absolutely blew my mind. And really for me, it was a confirmation that the decision I made back in August to really do what I can for the network marketing profession and start these podcasts and do the webinars and things that we've been doing very actively, as you guys know, over the last almost year now. It really meant more to me than I can ever express in words. And with that, it's a absolute pleasure to introduce Mr. Cedric Penn. Cedric, I appreciate you being with us tonight.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it, Dale. And I'm grateful and humble to be on your show. And it's an incredible story of how we met. And, you know, I got in this industry kind of by accident. I was pumping gas at a Shell gas station on a Saturday morning about 9 o'clock in the morning. And a gentleman tapped me on the shoulder and he asked me, did I keep my options open about making money from home? And quite frankly, Dale, I only heard a couple things. I heard money and then I heard from home and I got excited. And he handed me a cassette tape and I put that cassette tape in and it was pretty self-evident after a couple minutes going down the road that I had found a better way to put my family in an incredible position to win. And being the baby of eight, I grew up in a small town in southwestern Pennsylvania. The name of my town is Brownsville, PA, and they still pump your gas and wipe your windshield there. That's how small it is. And my mom and dad gave us everything that the kids could ever want and need in life. And we just had an incredible upbringing. My dad was a coal mine steelman, and my mom was a housewife. I had five brothers, two sisters. And where we grew up was definitely what I call apple pie, baseball, Chevrolet. I mean, we were mm-hmm. the American way. I mean, we just, blue collar people, work hard, steel mills, coal mine, watch the Steelers, watch the Pirates, watch the Penguins, and live life and do the right things is what we were taught. But growing up in that era, you know, sports was a big part of my life. I was an avid baseball player, football player. I actually got drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers. I decided to play football instead. I went to Purdue University on a full ride scholarship. I played there 3 seasons. And then I left the Big Ten and went to Western Kentucky, down in Bowling Green, Kentucky, where I was all American there. And then, wanted to go into the NFL, was in a couple camps with a couple different teams. I didn't go, the way I wanted it to go, Dale. And then I ended up having to go back to my hometown with a small child. I had my son was born, Cedric Jr., and I had to go back home. And my mom, I think got me really on track in life. She said, you're a man now, you're making babies. You got to get out on your own. So I had to end up going into public housing. I never grew up in public housing. I was an upper middle class family, and it was a very humbling experience for me.
Wow. So is that about the time that the guy tapped you on the shoulder?
That was the gas station. That was after. I actually got involved. A friend of mine's dad really was my first business mentor. And I went to Washington, D.C. I went to work for a company called Cellular One. And mm-hmm. I'm sure you remember that company. Mm-hmm. And I went there as a rep. This is a sales rep. And my mentor there, I didn't really realize how incredibly in touch and how talented he was and how brilliant he was. But he had sold his company to MCI WorldCom for hundreds of millions of dollars. And I didn't notice. This is back in 1989. And I went to Washington, D.C. He networked, got me a job at Cellular One, and then introduced me to the founder and CEO of American Online, Steve Case. And it was an amazing mm-hmm. opportunity for me to meet him there. And that was really the beginning of the entrepreneurial spirit that kind of bit me. I went on to grow in that company at Cellular One, ended up being a general manager in the Baltimore, D.C. market, went on to start my own company. A couple years later, end up selling that company to a company that's still in business today, one of the top 3 wireless companies in the world. I ended up selling that for you know, double-digit millions of dollars at age 28. And then, you know, lost a lot of it in bad investments and then really got serious about relationship marketing. And that's when the cassette tape came in, and that's where the magic started. I got involved in this industry, and quite frankly, the first year, you know, I struggled. I really struggled because I had just enough, so to speak, success in traditional business that I wasn't the most coachable and humble guy. And I got in a company called Prepay Legal, and we were selling legal services there and had some ups and downs there. I really learned the fundamentals of the business. And then I left there because I understood of really being able to build a global business and consumables and ended up getting nutrition. And then I ended up running across because I really start feeding my head and my heart because I got really passionate about building myself up, becoming a better person, a better leader, a better father, a better coach, better mentor. And I start grabbing everything I could find and listen to and read in the personal growth space. I don't even remember how I got my hands on a series, a cassette tape series. By a gentleman from Georgetown, Kentucky. And I start listening to it, and I said, man, this really makes sense. I said, this really is resonating with me because the guy was very direct. It wasn't a lot of fluff, but there was a lot of meat on the bone, so to speak. There was a lot of things that resonated with me about how he was communicating, how he was delivering it, his approach, his philosophy. And that happened to be you, Dale Cowher. It's funny because I was struggling in that nutrition company. I was struggling to the point where I was about to quit. I really was about to quit. And I turned over. I never forget it. You were standing in front of a yellow Viper. The front of the cassette series was brown, and it was a square box that had cassettes in it. And I remember flipping it over and calling the number on the back of the cassette series. I said, well, you know what? If I could just get 15 minutes with Dale, he don't know me. He doesn't know me. You don't know me from a can of paint. I ended up getting your cassette series from somewhere. I don't even know where I got it from. So So I said, let me call. Let me just see if I can meet this guy. If I could just get 15 minutes and maybe pick his brain and get my business on track. So I picked up the phone. I called. A young lady answered the phone, and I asked for you. And she said, well, hold on one second. Let me get him. You came to the phone. And I said, hey, Dale. He said, hey, how you doing? I said, great. I said, you don't know me. You know, my name is Cedric. I live in South Carolina. I said, can I ask you a question? And he said, sure. I said, how often are you in your office? And he said, I'm here every day from 8 to 6. I said, well, I'd love to come over and sit down with you. He said, well, I'm here all the time, you know, Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Come on by. So I hung up the phone, and I told my wife, I said, you know what? I'm going to go to Georgetown, Kentucky, and meet Del Coward. She said, what? I said, yeah. I said, I'm going to drive from South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, over to Georgetown, Kentucky. She said, you're crazy. This guy doesn't know. He's not going to meet with you. I said, well, you know what, Tina? I don't really have much to lose. I said, I got everything to gain, nothing to lose. I'm going to head over tomorrow. She said, okay. So I get in my car, and I'm driving over to Georgetown, Kentucky. I remember pulling up, and I rang the doorbell, and a lady came to the door. I said, I'm here to see Del Calvert. And she said, hold on, let me get him. Let me page him. So she pages you. You end up starting to walk up, and I still to this day can remember you walking up the hall. And I swear it was so vivid in my mind to this moment. I can remember you were wearing a Rolex. You had mm-hmm. rubies and diamonds in that Rolex. And I was always infatuated with Rolexes and watches still to this day. And I swear that watch seemed to be so bright. It was putting my eyes out. And I remember shaking your hand. And I said, hey, Dale, how you doing? Cedric Payne. Hey, how you doing, Cedric? I said, I appreciate you taking time. I said, can I get a couple minutes? He said, sure, come on back. So you set me down on these couches. And we start talking, and you start asking me about my business, what I was doing, how I was getting people started, what I was struggling with. And that conversation went on for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. I'm sitting there taking notes, picking your brain, talking to you. And quite frankly, I drove to Georgetown, Kentucky to quit the industry. I really was. I said, you know what? I'm going to go down and sit down with him. But if I don't believe that leaving this situation that I'm in, if I don't think I can get out of it, I'm going to go back to corporate America. I'm just going to go get a job. And I got a lot of contacts, and I'm going to let the chips fall where they fall. And we end up getting up. He said, come on. I want to share some things with you. And we start walking through your warehouse. I never forget it. And I'm looking, I see all these tools. I mean, CDs, tapes, brochure. I mean, all kind of stuff. And you're walking up and down the rows, and you're handing me stuff. I'm thinking to myself, Dale, think I'm going to pay. I don't have any money to pay him all this stuff for these tools. So you're just saying, hey, listen to this, listen to this, listen to this, listen to this, listen to this. And one of the cassettes, I'll never forget it, was Streak When You Slump by Dale mm-hmm. Calvert. And it's crazy, man. And I got emotional because I said, Dale, I don't have the money. He said, I'm not asking you for any money. He said, but I need your word on something. And I said, what is it, Dale? And you said, the industry needs people like you and me to keep it strong. And you got to promise me that you're going to help keep this industry strong and help other people win like I'm helping you. Or you promise me you'll do that. I said, yeah, Dale. He said, okay. He said, I know you'll go out and you'll do great things. Wow. And that was, I swear to this day, that was the turning point of my career. That was a turning point. Go ahead.
No, I let me just back up just a little bit because just so people understand. I mean, honestly, you know, people called me all the time. I that's exactly what I would have said, but very few show up. And the ones that do, I can tell usually within a few minutes whether there's something there to work with or not, honestly. And obviously there was with you. And, you know, when we talked before, after you, because you sent an email basically saying Dale probably won't remember me, but this happened. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, you know, I think I remember who this guy is. because, you know, but I didn't remember the details because I talked, you know, it's just been, I'm old, you know, I've gotten old over the years, but it, so people think, you know, Adele, this has got to be far-fetched. This cannot, you know, how could you not, how could this happen and then you not remember? Well, it was, I didn't remember. I just didn't remember the details and I didn't remember the, Cedric Penn, I should have probably remembered your name and you've gone on to do awesome, awesome things. But I mean, it is what it is, right?
Right.
I mean, I feel like we've kind of met up at this point. It's just, it was, you gave me exactly what I needed when we first talked. At this point in my life with my focus on network marketing. So it's all good. So, okay. So you're on your way back to South Carolina and you got all these cassettes and stuff to listen to. So what happened after that?
Well, the first, it's funny because the first cassette I put on was Streak When You Slump because I felt I was in a slump. And I can remember to this day, you know, reset your goals, be teachable. You know, get excited, action, you know, keep focused, you know, streak, skeptical. You know what I mean? I can go back.
Yeah, skeptical, lazy, undecided, misdirected.
Right.
You develop
that's
a poor
right.
attitude. You know,
that's
and I,
right.
I still make I still have that same thing today because it is what it is because the product's people, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, Dale, I went on in that nutrition company and did some massive things, built some incredible organizations, and quite frankly, you don't really realize it, but you have impacted so many people's lives around the world from that. I've been in 60 countries in my life in this industry. I got business right now currently in over 110 countries. And some of the principles that was taught from you to me that I teach to my organizations around the world have impacted people's lives. And I don't think that you realize that day what type of legacy that was created. And it was so profound because in December 16, 2008, one of my passengers riding Harley Davidson motorcycle, I got ran over in an intersection in Lawrenceville, Georgia that almost cost my life. At the time of the accident, Dale, I was number one in the world in my company, making multiple six figures a month, literally. You know, money wasn't an issue. I didn't have a worry in the world. And I remember that day vividly because it was a Thursday and I was going to donate a car to somebody in my organization. So I went the previous day, took money out of the bank and I had that money with me. I was taking one of my Harleys to drop it off and pick up my other Harley. I had two Harley Davidsons at the time. And I remember when I got hit, I flew up in the air. When I hit the ground, I started praying. I started praying the 23rd Psalm and I prayed it the first time. Then I got through it halfway through the second, and I thought I literally thought I was dying. I said, God, please don't let me die on the side of the road like this by myself. And then I heard a voice say, I will not. I will not. And from that very moment, you know, things changed for me in my life. It wasn't about how many cars, how many Bentleys and Ferraris and homes and watches I could collect. It was about that I had secured my family. You know, I was sitting there laying on the ground thinking, if I die, my kids and my wife at the time could live off of the business that I was able to create, the leverage that I was able to create from the teachings and coaching and training of some of the great mentors and, you know, one of them being you. And I actually wrote about it in my book. I wrote a book called From Broke, Bust, and Disgusted to $1 million a Year. And I talk about this meeting that I had with Dale Calvert in Georgetown, Kentucky. And I believe I would have never went on to earn over $15 million in this industry. I'm not saying that to be facetious or to brag or boast. I'm just saying you don't make that kind of income without great teaching and coaching and mentorship from people and caring about people. And that was one of the things that you did for me. You reached out. I reached out to you, and you didn't know me. You didn't know me from just a can of paint or whoever, and you didn't turn your back on me. And I never forgot that, and I'd always talk about Dale Calvert. And you met my family now, my kids, they tell you, Dale Calvert, they don't know you personally, never met you, but they know you because of what I've said about you. So that's the power of mentors, and I would recommend that everybody find a mentor, find somebody that you trust, find somebody that you look up to, listen to them, model them, but more importantly, take action on the intellectual property that they pass on to you.
Right. Right. So you're laying there in the middle of the road. What, and I know it was just horrific and you had all kinds of broken bones and it just kind of,
well,
what happened from there, man?
Man, I shattered both my wrists. I ripped my nose off. I knocked my eye out. I busted a bunch of bones in my face. I knocked out 8 teeth. I broke my right arm in 23 different places. I broke my pelvis on both lobes. I mean, it was bad. It was bad. And 9 months into my rehabilitation, the company I was with terminates my position. So now, now I'm laying flat on my back, fighting for my life, trying to get my life back together, and they shut my income off. So, I mean, it was definitely some trying times in my life, and the personal growth and enhancement and having confidence. And I believe this industry played a big part. Obviously, God and my faith was important to me, but this industry was as well.
And that's when you decided to write the book?
Exactly. I decided to write the book. I actually started writing the book in 2010. And I really didn't really get out and really promote it well because I was still rehabilitating. But now I'm in the process of really getting out and sharing the book and sharing the story of your story, how we met and the success and the ups and downs and just my life story of how I was able to turn it around from nothing to something.
So, I mean, you're literally, you knocked your eye out, broke 8 teeth,
mm-hmm.
you tore your nose off. So you've had to go through massive surgeries and I mean, I can't imagine what you've had to go through since then.
Yeah, it's definitely been a long road and still got some cosmetic stuff to do with my teeth and my nose but every day I get up, I'm blessed. I'm humble. I'm in pain. I wake up in pain. I go to sleep in pain, but I'm still here, Dale. I know that there's, God spared me for a reason. And I believe it is to bring people closer to his kingdom and to help his people grow and in this industry and outside this industry. And that's what I'm going to do.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. It's just unbelievable. So today, if somebody wants to get your book, and I know a lot of people want to read it, it's like the first time we talked, it's like, I think but my mom said, oh, I got to read that book, what you've been through, people, here's a perception that I believe, and I would love your input on it, but first of all, where do people need to go to get the book?
They can go to www.thecedricpennstory.com. The Cedric Penn Story. Yes.
SEDERICPENN Story.com.
Yes. And they can order it there. Okay. Yes. TheCedricPennStory.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's what I believe. I believe this industry helps people create a very solid attitude foundation. Just based upon Wisdom of the Ages 6 success principles, which is, all originated in the Bible, especially the Book of Psalms. And that's, and you have a success principle foundation. And once that's developed, down the road, tragedy is going to come sometimes and there's going to be unforeseen things that are going to happen in life that without that foundation, I don't see how some people make it. I don't, it's like what you've been through, the industry in many ways, I believe, prepared you for what was coming. What are your thoughts on that?
I definitely agree with you 100% that this industry is a very powerful industry because it helps develop people. If you look at any of the great leaders out there today, most of them are not born leaders. They were developed into leaders. I believe this industry breeds confidence and courage. It also develops great leadership that when you're around great people like yourself that mentor and coach people and really dig in and get dirty with them and really show them what it takes to be successful, not only in this industry, but in life. And so I agree with you 100% that this industry, there's some things that you can't put a price tag on. There's just some skill sets and philosophies and experiences that are priceless. And I'm humbled and grateful that I was able to stay in the industry long enough to move along and learn from some of the best in the world, people like yourself.
Well, you've used humbling several times, and I can't even begin to tell you after we talked the first time, you know, what an impact that really made on me. It was just like, you know, I still cannot grasp it all, honestly. Just been awesome, you know, because we've had a couple conversations since then. Because you're an entrepreneur, no question. But why do people not break out of the box? Why do people still continue to follow each other around doing what everybody else is doing instead of dreaming and believing that it can happen for them? For them, not for Cedric, not for Dale, not for John Doe or Mary Doe, but what keeps people from believing that they can do it?
I believe a lot of it is they've never seen anybody or was close to anybody that gave them the belief that they could do it. And that was one of the things that was critical about my meeting with you is you gave me confidence that I could become something in this industry. And I was able to take the confidence that you instilled in me and act upon it. Take the skill sets and the training that you was able to provide for me that day and apply it. I think a lot of it is ego. I think a lot of people don't want to reach out to people because they believe that they can do it on their own. And I would challenge you out there today, whoever's listening to this podcast, that you're not going to be successful by yourself. It's impossible. And the sooner you understand that, the faster you'll have success in whatever endeavor that you want to engage in. But I reached out to Dale Calvert. Dale Calvert, I would have never met Dale Calvert if I didn't pick up the phone and call. So, that really is the story behind it is getting around people that have had success, and you might have to do it from afar. I was listening to Dale Calvert's tapes before I met him. So I had a relationship with him, but it was afar. And, so I would make sure that I was able to connect myself with the sharpest and most brightest and the most uplifting people that I could as fast as I could so I could start working on myself.
Do you think if people take the same approach that you took then today that they can experience the same results?
I believe success and the mindset, it doesn't matter what year, what day, where you came from, I believe absolutely. I believe they can take the same recipe and have success.
Absolutely. I try to communicate, look, Think and Grow Rich was written in 1932. The message in that book will be as valuable 50 years from now as it was the day it was written, maybe even more valuable. Truth is truth.
There's
wisdom of
today.
The ages is it. Excuse me?
You're right, Dale. Books are so critical. And I'm sure the Think and Grow Rich book is, I mean, it's time tested and proven.
Yeah. Cedric, I could talk to you all night. I really, really appreciate you taking the time. I know you pulled over. You were out and about. We had this scheduled. You pulled over, stopped your car, got where we wouldn't have a lot of background noise and took your time and communicated straight from your heart and soul, which I knew you would. And I sincerely, sincerely appreciate you taking your time tonight. And, you know, the next time you're in Atlanta, we're going to have to definitely sit down and talk again. I look forward to that.
I want to just give me one second here. I want to share something with you. Just give me a minute here. I'm trying to find something here that I think that everybody that's watching and listening to this podcast, and what I would do and I've already done it. I downloaded and subscribed to your podcast. I think everybody out there needs it. I don't care what business you're in or what industry you're in. You need uplifting information. You either download it to your iPhone or your Android and take Dell and some of his special guests along with you on your ride. But I want to share something with you because I think it's very profound. I'm trying to find it here. 1 second.
Oh, sure, man. You turn your car into your university.
Absolutely. Drive time, right?
Yeah.
But Dale, I mean, one of the things that I want to ask you some questions. I know you're asking
sure.
questions and you've had some tremendous success in this industry and in life. But let me ask you this. What still motivates you to continue on helping people in this industry?
I think the industry needs the message that I communicate. I believe, always have believed, that it's about that the real product is people. And I think in the last 15, 20 years, everybody's looked for the marketing hack, the special comp plan that's going to create wealth and all this other stuff. And I just believe that it's you develop people and people build the business. And honestly, in 2000, when I sold out, I said, I'm done, because I just didn't feel good about where I saw things going. And then, July of 2015, it's like, I'd had a couple heart attacks. Mark Arnell had passed. Jim Rohn had passed. I was around the industry and still, producing my blog and stuff, but my heart and soul wasn't there. It's just like, I can't do that. I mean, it's just, people are just looking for the foo-foo dust and there ain't none. And then it's like, Dale, if you don't do your part, then you're not part of the solution. You're part of the problem. And I just decided the rest of my life, I want to be part of the solution if I can be, because if my grandkids want to do network marketing, I want there to be a solid foundation on which they can build it.
Right.
So that would be the answer, man.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. But I got something here that I want to read. It will only take me a few minutes, but I think it's very powerful.
I'm fine. I mean, my market,
it's chapter 7.
Okay.
And I write about this in my book. And the title of the chapter is "It's Better to Watch a Leader Than Listen to One." And I'm just going to read a real insert real quick. It
sure.
says, "Over the next 2 years, my business grew, but building wasn't easy to do. There were times when I became frustrated, discouraged, and ready to throw the towel in. One month I made $26,000, and the next month I made $6 due to chargebacks. Dave Savola taught me it's better to watch a leader than listen to one. I can recall picking up the phone one day and calling Dale Calvert's office. I thought I didn't know him personally. I had been purchasing his books and tapes. And the one I actually purchased was called Secrets of a Millionaire and Network Marketing by Dale Calvert. I hoped that it could help guide me in the direction that I needed to go. A lady answered the phone and I asked to speak to Mr. Calvert. A few seconds later, a gentleman came on the line and asked how he could help me, introducing myself. I told him that I buy his books and tapes and would love the opportunity to sit down and speak with him sometime. He gave me an address and told me that he's there every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then he hung up the phone. I walk in the next room where my wife was standing and ask her about how much money we had. She answered, not much. But I knew what you were about to do. I'm heading towards the bedroom. She got the bank card and walked back and handed it to me for gas. I got in the car and I made the 5-hour trip. When I arrived at the office, the lady who answered the phone earlier, Dale's wife, greeted me. She asked me to the back for him and he walked out. The first thing that caught my attention was his luminous wristwatch. We spent the afternoon discussing struggles that I'd have, and Dale got me on track, and he was the start of me making big money in network marketing. Before, I had just wheeled my way to a couple hundred thousand, but this time I was duplicating my way. Without Dale Calvert, I would not be where I'm at today. He saved my career, and when I got ready to leave, he and his wife pulled out a set of books and audio tapes and video training sets, and she began to do this. I told him that I couldn't afford to pay for them. Dale said, "Don't worry. Reach down to your organization and pay it forward." Quote, unquote. That's what I wrote in my book.
Wow, man. Wow. Wow. Before I let you go, you brought up something I've never heard anybody say, but man, I see it everywhere. And I just want you to expand on this because it's really the essence of what I've always believed. But what is the difference between willing your way and duplicating your way?
My way was beating my head up against the wall, and my business would grow, and then it would implode. It would grow a little bit, then it would implode again. And, you know, I just was willing myself, literally just, you know, I would quit every other day, and people were coming in the business and going out the business as fast as I was putting them in the business. And duplicating my way was an incredible thing, because now it wasn't all about me. It was about developing leaders. It wasn't that I had to do every three-way call. I didn't have to do every presentation. I didn't have to travel and do every meeting. Now I was able to start developing leaders and really experience the leverage that this industry can provide. And quite frankly, I wasn't having any duplication in my business until I sat down with you in Georgetown, Kentucky. And that was the beginning of me understanding the power of systems, getting people started right, keeping them in the business, and moving them along. And I owe that to you.
Well, man, see, I call that, I call it that every leader in this industry at some point has to have the leadership development paradigm shift. They have to start to understand it doesn't matter how strong they are. It doesn't matter how great they are in front of the room. It doesn't matter how well they communicate. They've got to be able to duplicate with good people that have a good work ethic, and they have to understand it's not about you. It's about what can be duplicated by, I call them the 27 percenters, because 70% of the people are going to die broke no matter what anybody does. But man, when you find those 27 percenters, you know, you've got to be able to duplicate with those people. That's the leadership development paradigm shift. And Cedric, I think most people and most leaders in this industry either never get it, or they get it and can't accept it. I'm not sure what it is.
It was a profound moment for me, because it started to become magical. It started getting fun when you start having some duplication in your business. And quite frankly, it was refreshing to be able to not have to do every little thing in the business and start developing people and really have the ability to do some things and really live life and live it abundantly and not have to really be a grinder and really experience professional networking at its highest level. So I'm excited about that and look forward to it.
That's it, man. That's it. I appreciate you being with, again, one more time. It's thecedricpenstory.com. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. With a C.
Okay, people.
C. Yep. With a C.
Mm-hmm. With a C. Yeah. And, people can get your book. And, you know, I appreciate you being with me on this issue, which is, this session, which is number 25. Maybe we can have you back at number 50 or number 100 or whatever. I'd love to talk to you again sometime down the road.
All right. I appreciate it, Dale. Thanks so much once again, man. I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And I definitely want to thank you for everything that you've done for me and my family and my organizations all over the world. And, you know, anything that I could ever do for you, you know, you got it. So thanks a lot. I appreciate
you,
brother.
Oh, my pleasure. And the next time you're in Atlanta, we're going to meet at Starbucks.
Absolutely.
Sound good?
All right. Sounds good, man. I appreciate it.
Have a good evening. Be safe traveling.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Bye.
If you haven't gone over to iTunes yet and rated and left this podcast a review, what are you waiting for? At Calvert Marketing Group, we want to spend our time on the projects that we know are providing the most value for our clients and customers. You leaving us a review and feedback on iTunes is something that helps us more than you realize. And more importantly, it helps others like you find us. So if you've not taken the time to rate this podcast, please go over to iTunes and do that for us now. It will only take a couple of minutes out of your busy schedule. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business, and we will be back next week with another inspiring success story, Wisdom of the Ages training, or answers to your questions.